Aircheckdownloads.com.
Playing non-stop 80s feel good. This is Heart 80s with Stevie Wonder and Master Blaster. 7:43 for Tuesday morning, 6th of November. Now, we've had Halloween. We've had fireworks. You know what happens next? Oh, yeah. Christmas is coming. Have you seen all the advent calendars in the shops? Not just chocolate ones, though. You can get advent calendars that have cheese behind the doors. Another one I spotted has gin and tonic. I want to buy that one. There's one with coffee pods. You can even get one, apparently, with DIY tools behind the doors. I mean, how big is it going to have DIY tools behind each of the little doors? Here's Sister Sledge. This is Thinking of You on Heart 80s Breakfast. With the non-stop 80s feel, good to start your day. This is Heart 80s. Thank you for checking us out. There is Sister Sledge and Thinking of You. Got some soft sell on the way soon. Starship to play before 8 o'clock as well.
Heart 80s.
Travel.
Right now it's 7:46 in Berkshire. There are long delays of about an hour.
It's time for bed.
See purplebricks.co.uk for more details. Heart 80s.
Alexander O'Neill and Criticize on Heart 80s Breakfast. 7:56 for Tuesday morning. It's a big day in America. Midterm elections begin. Meanwhile, over here, it's all about Brexit, unsurprisingly. It's thought that Theresa May has got an outline of an agreement for ministers to look over. Amy will have more about that and all the big news for you Tuesday morning right after this from Starship. Nothing's going to stop us now on Heart 80s. It's Starship on Heart 80s, exactly 8 o'clock, so I've got three of the biggest songs for you next. All of them were number ones. Now, at the moment, everyone's talking about the Queen film, Bohemian Rhapsody. I've still not seen it. I really want to go and see it. But I'm going to play you a Queen song as part of Heart 80s number ones at 8. Actually, a song from them that was a collaboration. It was voted one of the best collaborations of all time.
On your radio, on your phone, and here.
Play Heart 80s.
This is Heart 80s.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Amy Stubbs.
This is Heart 80s from Global.
Heart 80s number ones.
Good morning and welcome to your Tuesday. This is Heart 80s with a non-stop 80s feel good. I'm Roberto. Got three of the biggest songs for you now. Oh yeah, Heart 80s number ones at 8 with Queen on the way. First though, a little bit of Madonna. This is Papa Don't Preach on Heart 80s. Taking you back to the summer of 1988 with that song. Huge tune for Yaz. The Only Way Is Up plays on Heart 80s Breakfast. It's 10 past 8 for your Tuesday morning. Here is your last song on Heart 80s number ones at 8. It's from Queen. It's been voted one of the best collaborations of all time. It features, of course, David Bowie. This is Under Pressure on Heart 80s. This is my warm-up song at the gym. Don't ask me why, I just love it.
Under pressure.
It kind of starts slowly and then builds and builds. By the end of it, I'm ready for a workout.
Pressure.
There is Queen, David Bowie. That was Under Pressure on Heart 80s Breakfast for your Tuesday morning. Elton John on the way for you next.
Heart 80s.
Travel.
8:14 right now. In Berkshire, it's slow for about an hour.
Here in the Virgin Mobile Hothouse.
80% UK availability.
Heart 80s.
Duran Duran and Rio on Heart 80s Breakfast, where you get the non-stop 80s feel-good to start your morning. It's 8:26 for Tuesday, the 6th of November. Would you like to know the secret to losing weight? It doesn't involve going to the gym. It doesn't involve eating like a rabbit. There is one thing apparently you should do every day to help you lose weight. I'll tell you what it is right after Robbie Neville. This is C'est La Vie on Heart 80s. It's Robbie Neville on Heart 80s. So, what is the secret to losing weight? Maybe you want to lose some weight to get into the little black dress in time for Christmas. Maybe, like me, you want to lose weight so you can eat more at Christmas. I know that sounds a bit backwards, but think about it. Doing a diet in January is just depressing because January is the worst month anyway. So why not lose the weight now and then just forget the diet in January? Anyway, the key to losing weight is to weigh yourself. This is according to scientists. People who weigh themselves 6 or 7 days a week lose more weight than those who only do it once a week. The theory is that if you weigh yourself every day, you get a better understanding of how your behaviours help shift the weight. From personal experience, it could also work the opposite direction. If you weigh yourself every day and the diet's not working, you think, oh, forget this, I'm going to have some biscuits. Pet Shop Boys on the way next.
At Experian.co.uk.
Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Heart It's the Stranglers on Heart 80s. Tuesday morning, 6th of November, the halfway point of autumn. It doesn't feel cold enough to be the halfway point of autumn. Like, if you think of previous bonfire nights, you'd be wrapped up like an Eskimo trying to keep warm whilst doing your sparklers. Last night, it was really quite warm, wasn't it? Here's Cher, If I Could Turn Back Time on Heart 80s.
If I could turn back time.
Starting your day with the non-stop 80s feel-good. This is Heart 80s. There is Cher, If I Could Turn Back Time. Got a Bon Jovi anthem to play before 9 o'clock.
Heart 80s.
Travel.
8:45 right now in Berkshire. It's slow for about an hour on the M4 eastbound to junction 8 and 9 Maidenhead because a lorry's broken down. It's Patrick Swayze and She's Like the Wind on Heart 80s Breakfast. Tuesday morning, Roberto here. Just 9 o'clock now, which means we're going to kick off the workday next with an hour's worth of big uplifting anthems. Yeah, it's working 9 to 5, beginning with some Billy Ocean, got Kool and the Gang playing after the news and weather as well.
On your radio, on your phone, and here.
Play Heart 80s.
This is Heart 80s.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Amy Stubbs.
Newcheckdownloads.com.